friends, turn the shit into a nightclub. Yeah, fuck with me and get some money and get some money. Ay, fuck with me and get some money and get some money. Yeah, fuck with me and get some money. Ay, yeah, fuck with G and get some money. No limit, I'm a fucking soldier. Ay, always lit, yeah, I'm never sober. This for 3 days in a row, y'all bitch coming over. Told that bitch to kick rock, she act like it's a boulder. Ay, Rory, shopping, that mean copping. Always popping, hella popping. She's a bopper, homie, hopping. Ain't no stopping, album dropping. Got the city on fire, bitch lying on me like she tired. I'ma have to fuck around and call Kamaya. Hoes stirring up the pot, I'm a liar. And girl,
if I hit it one time, I'm a piper. If I hit it two times, then I like her. If I fuck three times, I'm a wiper. It ain't safe for the black or the white girl. It ain't safe, it ain't safe, it ain't safe, it ain't safe. Now your man pipe up, nigga pipe up. And advance from the safe in your face when you say, my dance turn the shit into a nightclub.
What's up, y'all? It's Jay here. Today I'm here with Queen, and today our topic of the day is college or not. What we mean by that is pretty much whether or not the person wants to go to college or not.
So, first of all, as you know, if you don't know this, I
gotta thank your sponsors.
Oh, thank you for all the sponsors who are pretty much sponsoring this. And our first one is Stan Omni Media, a diversified digital media brand with a mission to uplift the voices and cultures that are most often silenced. Learn more by visiting www.wheredoyoustand.com. So pretty much what I believe is, when I talk about college, is whether or not you want to go to college. So for all of the juniors and seniors, a lot of y'all may be thinking about college right now, but if you're not, you might want to start thinking about it. And even for those who are still, as you know, in your last years of middle school, you definitely want to be thinking about it now, because that way you'll know by the time you get to your junior high school years. Because there's some people who I know who they still don't know what college they go to. And it's cool that you don't know what college you want to go to, but I mean, for some people who already know, that's a good thing too. So, Queen, do you know what college you want to go to, or whether or not you want to go to college?
I don't know what college I want to go to,
and I'm still debating on what I want to go to college, because I don't want to do a whole 4 years without no job, without, I need to be making money in the process.
But you do realize that you can still be working lots of jobs, right?
Yes, but that's the part I have to think about.
So for me, college is an absolute must for me. I mean, there's really no one in my family that's not going to allow me to. I've already decided what college I wanted to go to. And I actually, I've already had two colleges email me for early acceptance. And I got Penn State and I got Old Dominion University. And I'm only a junior, but already I have colleges waiting for me to come to their or to just take classes a little bit. So, yeah, for me, college is a must. And what I want to do when I go to college will probably be, or not probably, what I am going to do when I go to college is I'm going to go major in music and I'm going to minor in theater. So one of the things you want to think about is, do you want to go to college? Now, as I said before, I know a lot of people don't want to, and as I said, that's okay. College is for everybody, but for those who want to go, you definitely want to go to a college that you like. You want to make sure you go to a college that has the major that you want, at least. You don't want to go to a college and find out that it doesn't have the major you want to major in. Because not every college has every major. So
what do you want to major in?
I said what I want to major in. I said music. I'm going to major in music and minor in theater. I would have done a double major, but I thought about it and just said, nah, I'm just going to do a major and a minor, because music and theater kind of go along like hand in hand. So it's kind of, it would kind of be easy. So, yeah. All right, Queen, I got a question for you. If you were to choose if you were to choose a place to go to college, what would you choose? If you decided to go to college, where would you choose to go?
Far away, North Carolina.
That's all.
Far away?
Yeah, I would say that's far away. That's far away. Is it far enough for you? Is that what you mean?
And why do you want to go home?
Yeah, she's not the only person. I don't want to be in D.C. When I go to college, I'm going out of here.
Well, if I had to go to a community college, it would be Trinity.
Okay.
Woo!
My cousin go there. Shout out to Trinity. All girls
school, that's time. Yeah, it definitely is. I've played it a few times. For me, a college I would probably want to go to, like Queen, I do want to go to college I don't want to go into college in D.C. I want to go somewhere else. But I don't want to be too far away, but also not too close. So I just want to say that I'm going to go to college in Florida. Because I've been to Florida so many times, it's hot, like, morning, like, during the day it's hot, but when it's nighttime, it gets, like, kind of cool, so it's, like, not really hot. So, what do you think of college?
I don't know. I mean, I never really saw the point of college. I just went along with everything else. Like, the reason why I wanted to ever go to college is so I won't end up like the people that I see, because I just don't think a high school diploma is enough. But
there's a lot of people who haven't gone to college. And then, I mean, there's really, really... At the same time, there is something, but at the same time, it's not. It's up to the person. You don't have to go to college. No one's going to make you go. But if you have a family who wants you to go to college, then you're going to go to college regardless.
Do you think so?
I mean, even though it's your choice, you really don't want to let your family down, especially if they want you to go to college. If your family wants you to go to college and everyone in your family has been to college, what did you kind of want to continue on with the tradition and just go to college? I mean, you don't have to go to the same college that they went to, but, you know, you could end up still going to college just to, you know, continue the tradition.
Well, what grade do you think
that students should be making the final decision regarding going to college or not?
At least 10th grade.
Actually, it would actually either be the junior or senior year, because that's when colleges really look at your stuff, because that's when the colleges, not just you make the final choice, but the college will make the final choice or whether or not they want you. So pretty much around like your junior year, like junior, maybe like early senior year.
So we got the timeline. I want to hear more about, you know, so we got the timeline. So I want to hear more about, you know, the benefits of out of school or the benefits of in-state, you know, for y'all.
Well, okay, well, as you know, really, well, yeah, as you know, D.C. isn't really a state. So the one of the lucky things about being, about living in D.C. is the fact that we don't have to pay out-of-state tuition. We won't have to pay out-of-state tuition because since D.C. isn't a state, yeah. But one of the benefits of being, like, out-of-state, it's because, I mean, you get a chance to explore a new place. You get a chance to explore a new place, kind of. Like, you get a chance to explore it. And it's kind of like everyone wants to go. Everyone doesn't want to go or be in-state when they go to college. Some people want to go out-of-state. But if you want to go in-state, that's fine. It's really up to the person. What's your take on it?
I'm pretty sure that you can build it up pretty much. I don't have any other intel on it.
No one can hear you.
I don't have any more thoughts about it.
So, that's the perfect time to go to a song, man, huh?
Yeah, really. So, the next song we're going to play is Motorsport by Migos. So we're going to take a little break and we're going to be back right after.
Yeah. Woo. Yeah. Yeah. Motorsport, put that thing in sports. Shot it bad, pop it like a court. Pop it, you a dork, never been a sport. Pull up, jumping out the court. Cotton candy, my cup tastes like the fair. Straight up there, we didn't take the stairs. Face my fears, gave my mama tears. Mama, shifting gears, on the Nokia Sears. Face all your fears, then get at me. Get so many donuts on them back streets. Sit so high in the nosebleed. Feel like I can fly, yeah. Man, Burger check, Bill Bella check. Take the F at the ball, just so I can flex. Take the F at the mall, walking with the sex. Take the F at your throw. Now she can't go back. Man, Burger check, Bill Bella check. Take the F at the ball, just so I can flex. Take the F at the mall, walking with the set. Take the F at your ball. I wish my grandma could see me. Take away pain, ain't easy. That why I vibe with blizzard. Niggas not capping this season. The coupe came imported. The seats is all white, coming snorted.
Green Lamborghini, your tortoise.
Lambo.
No human being, I'm immortal.
No.
Protecting 8 people to water. 100K, I spend on my senora.
Rack.
My pinky on margarine butter.
Margarine.
And my ink got McDonald's niggas. Soon as I land on the lift, who gets they wet tears? 488 hit the gears.
488.
Suicide, don't Britney Spears.
Hey.
I'm bougie, so bitch, don't get near.
Boom.
Chris Angel make dope disappear.
Voila.
Hit the gas, it got flames out the rear.
Hey.
It's a race to the bag at the mill.
Ride the dick like a BMX. No nigga wanna be my ex.
No.
I love when he go on tour, cause he comes small when I see him less. I get upset or I turn offset on. I told him the other day, man, we should sell that porn. Yeah, Cardi B, I'm back, bitches. I wanna hear, I'm acting different. Same lips that be talking about me is the same lips that be ass kissing. These hoes saying what they say they are, and they pussy saying they catfish. Same hoes that was sending shots, they reaching out like they back itching. Why would I hop in some beef when I could just hop in the Porsche? You heard she gone through what from who? That's not a reliable source. No, tell me, have you seen her? Let me wrap my weave up. I'm the Trapsalina. Tell me my gasolina.
Motorsport.
Yeah.
Put that thing in sports. Shout it bad. Pop it like a court.
Pop it.
You a dork. Never been a sport.
Dork.
Pull up. Jumping out the court. Cotton candy.
Drink.
My cup tastes like the fair.
Cotton.
Straight up there.
Swear.
We didn't take the stairs.
Swear.
Face my fears.
Fears.
Gave my mama tears.
Mama.
Shifting gears.
Shift.
On the knuckles. Ears.
Yeah. Watch your man. Then you should watch your mouth. Bitches is pressed, administer mouth to mouth. You see them stats? You know what I am about? I am the champ, I'm Iron Mike and about. Attention, I'ma need you to face front. You don't want smoke with me, this is a lace blunt. Raps Jackie Chan, we ain't pulling them fake stunts. My crown won't fit on your bum ass lace front. You bitches catching the fade, shout out my nigga Lil Boosie. All of your friends will be dead, you could get hit with that Uzi. I call him Ricky, he say he love me like Lucy. Get you a straw, nigga, you know this pussy is juicy. This Givenchy is custom made, now you can't get it at Saks though. I don't work in the office, but they copying and that's fact though. I ain't tryna be violent, but if Nicki on it, it's slapped, ho. Get you lined for that paper like a loose leaf when that strap blow. I'm with a couple bad bitches that'll rip the party. If Quavo the QB, I'm Nick Lombardi. Pull up in a space coupe, I'm linked with Marty. I can actually afford to get a pink Bugatti. Hey, yo, Nick, damn, you just do a hit with Gotti. That too, but my niggas send hits like Gotti. It's a rap, like them things on the head of a Saudi. Bitch, you my son. Go and sit on a potty.
Run the Chanel. I stuck them running from 12. Ain't made no commitment with none of you bitches, cause money you treating me well. If niggas you show me your titty, right hand on the Bible, I swear I won't tell.
Swear.
If I get to play with that kitty, I wonder how many platinums we gon' sell.
Album.
Pop a perk and catch a feel.
Pop one.
Now I cannot feel the wheel.
Whoa.
My chest bag give me chill.
Ice.
And the left hand of Richard Mille.
Ice.
Not the watch, but the price on the ice. If you don't know what that is. Motorsport, Motorville. Abort the mission, that's a kill.
Motorsport,
yeah.
Put that thing in sports. Shout it bad, pop it like a court.
Pop it.
You a dork, never been a sport.
Dork.
Pull up, jumping out the court. Cotton candy,
drink.
My cup tastes like the fair.
Cotton.
Straight up there,
where?
We didn't take the stairs.
Where?
Face my fears,
yeah.
Gave my mama tears.
Mama.
Shifting gears,
yeah.
On the Nucky Sears.
You make a great point. I mean, honestly, you do have to think about it long term, you know,
mm-hmm.
and that's why it's important to start thinking about it as soon as you can.
Yeah, that's why when I say growing up, I started thinking about it when I was actually still in middle school. So it was once we got into high school, I already almost made my final decision on where I wanted to go. So it's really like, it's really just up to the person. You can't really, as I said before, you can't force a person to do something. You can't really force a person to do something. So if a person doesn't want to, if they don't want to go to college, then that's on them.
We got 10 minutes. We don't have no music because Blog Talk don't want to see. But I watched a video today that was about student loans. And this young lady pays $900 a month just in student loans. And $900 a month student loans that she pays, $650 of it just goes to the interest on the student loans. I didn't have any student loans when I went to school. I just let them put me out without no debt. That's what I did. But I really wonder, you see so many students struggling with debt. You see so many students who can't get jobs. Does that make you feel like it's a waste of time? Like, are you looking at us like, what the hell? That's not that smart.
Now, with the sense of that, then yes, it'll be a waste of time. Then it is a waste of time. So,
but I think that's really mostly one of the reasons why I really don't want to go to college. Because I'm the kind of person who needs evidence, like in the face evidence. I won't believe nothing that you say until you show me. And honestly, even now, people who might have a degree and stuff like that, but literally does nothing with their lives. And it's not because they can't. It's not because they don't want to, but it's because they can't. It's like, you did however many years. I know an adult that has a master's degree. And is like, making as much money as I think she should be making. Like, this is the kind of money that she's making is the money that high schoolers make when they have summer jobs.
Well, friend.
Well.
If somebody just started listening, what's the top three tips you want to give them?
Make sure to always think about. Well, one of the things I'll say is, anyone pressure you into going to college, because you might not want to go to college. That's why I say don't let anybody pressure you, because you wouldn't want to pressure them to go to college. So why would you want somebody to pressure you?
Look into the colleges you want to go to.
That's it.
Look into college. Well, really, really look into college. Like, I can't really say more than that. Like, you gotta know. Like, you have to look into college.
So you're trying to say look into, like, the tuition and know everything about the college, make sure you want
to
go. And
right.
Know
don't
your.
Go to the college.
Know that. Your. The last thing I'll say is know your major before you go to college. Major before, because if you know your major before, it might end up changing. So if you strictly know a major you really want to go into, know it before college. Because if you don't know it by college, you're not gonna know what to do. Because I think by like your junior and senior year of college, you're supposed to know your major by then.
The last thing is you gotta let folks know that you're having a party.
Go on in.
We hope to see you Saturday, December 16, 2017 at 2 p.m. for our Ugly Sweater Winter Social. This event is for future adults under the ages of 24 years old. This is a safe space for youth, especially our friends who identify as members of the LGBT community. The fun goes down at Uniontown to 2200 MLK Jr. Avenue Southeast. Cash prizes for our winners is the Ugly Sweater contest. Next week, our topic will be Christmas and capitalism.
And so to kind of go into a little bit more of what that is going to be is, what are you guys going to do what are you guys' plans for Christmas? So,
nothing.
Yeah, so some people don't celebrate Christmas, which is fine. Some people don't. Some people do. For those who do, what are your plans? And capitalism pretty much is like how we all feel about, you know, our government and all this stuff about it.
Well, I think it's like three, you know, certain categories of people. Like, there's people who celebrate Christmas because they really believe that Jesus was born on December 26th.
It was not.
Or there's just people who just really don't believe in it but still celebrate it because they think it's a bit of getting and not giving.
Yeah.
And then there's people who celebrate
Christmas.
Getting and not giving.
Like me.
The one that's only into Christmas because they get stuff.
Like me.
I was going to say those people who are just like in the middle with it. And I kind of want to go more into, which will probably be talked about more with not just capitalism, but what will probably come out with capitalism is also socialism, nationalism. And so capitalism kind of is a thing that happens almost if not every day.
It's the system that we live under.
Yep,
are you talking about capitalism next week?
Like capitalism. Yes, I learned about capitalism. I learned about capitalism. So you're going to learn about it next week, man. So this is going to wrap up our show. We got about six more minutes. So I guess before we go, we can talk more about what we're talking about first.
Do grades matter?
Yes, they do. We are going to go into that. Yes, grades definitely matter because if you get good grades, now a lot of people might not know this, but not about scholarships, but they not just have scholarships for sports. They have a scholarship for literally everything. Like everything. Like one of my cousins, he's left-handed. He could literally get a scholarship to college for just being left-handed. So you have scholarships for academics, scholarships for sports, scholarships for certain majors, scholarships for little stuff. So like you, as I said before, my cousin, he left scholarship for that. So grades are definitely important. You always want to be on top of your grades because you don't want to be that person who's just, when it comes down to it, when it's third quarter or fourth quarter and you really need to get those grades up, you don't want to be trying to rush to get it. You'll already have gotten your grades up and you're fine with it. You're already fine.
When it comes to grades,
you don't want to be a procrastinator.
For me, I don't really know any words for it. I mean, I try to keep my grades up. I mean, I rarely get F's and I rarely get D's, but I'm saying like, I know every person who's ever went to school, elementary, middle, or high school, or college, there was always that one professor or one teacher who just did not like you. And don't matter what you did, don't matter if you did your work, there was just never enough to please that teacher. So you like literally always got a bad grade in this in particular grade or class. So, like, I don't know. And then you got to go into, like, the school I go to now, they thought, well, BCPS in general thought it would be a good idea to combine classes together. Mm-hmm. It's like you have, so we run on an A-day, B-day schedule.
That's how I do it.
On A-day, you have a certain class, and then B-day, you have a certain class that you didn't have an A-day.
For me,
so,
A-days are my fun days. B-days are my boring days.
So, there will be, like, your first period, my first period on 8 days is Avid. And then after second period is reading. So, there's a reading class for people who are up to date on grade level on reading or above grade level of reading. And then there's a class that's not so up to date to read it, and they just bunched us all together. Mm-hmm. So now there's people complaining they're not doing their work because they don't understand it, but they don't want to let the whole class know they don't understand it.
I get what you're saying with that one because there is some schools that do that. So with me, I also, as like your school, I also have A-days and B-days. But for me, A-days and B-days kind of go different. So my A-day, my first block on A-days, I have class in the same room, but a different class. So for A-days, I have biology. And for B-days, I have STEM classes. And if you guys know what STEM is actually a fun program that I joined. And if you want to really get real good opportunities with STEM too, I suggest Oh, now you want to let us know how many seconds we got.
Right.
Now you want to let us know. But STEM is one of those programs that I really recommend you get into. Because
I'm in STEM.
That's a good thing. And STEM is actually pretty fun. So then it goes 8A. My second block for 8A is gym, which whoever takes gym, you know gym is like, it's like recess. It's like recess. You get to pretty, for me, it's like recess because we get to pretty much kind of not do whatever we want.
You're so
rude. Yes. But for me, gym is kind of that period where I can just chill and relax. It's just like a chill period. Then I have lunch. Because, okay, so with me for gym, our gym teacher, he doesn't really have us do one thing. He says we can pretty much not do whatever we want, but we can kind of just, if we want to play basketball, we play basketball. If we want to play football, which my friend normally brings, we just play football. And you don't really, he's not really going to make you, but one of the things that my teacher, two of the rules that my teacher has in order for you to get an EVA for this class is to dress out and to participate. As long as you do those one, either one of those two things or both, you will get an easy A in his class. If you do one, you'll at least get a C or a B. And then I go into lunch. Then fourth period on 8A's is, look, stop being so rude. So that'll wrap up the show, and I hope you guys enjoyed it. This is Jay, and this is Queen signing off, and we will see you guys next week.